Hello, everybody. Happy Mother's Day. It's a chilly but sunny and beautiful day here in Philadelphia. I created this podcast, Why We Vegan, because I wanted to know why someone would voluntarily go against all that they know, unless they were raised in a veggie home, to eat plants, wear or consume cruelty-free items, and add the additional stress of, in air quotes, being the vegan in all their situations. I wanted to know why anybody would make such a intentional choice to be a vegan, and I learned very interesting things about their why. COVID-19 might make you be in the position where you're evaluating your approach to eating and life. And I'd like to share a few reasons why this might be a good time to think about eating plant-based, being a vegan, maybe researching and understanding more about the difference between vegan, vegetarian, and plant-based, and making a decision for yourself as to whether or not this is a good move for you. First, question you probably would need to ask is, what is your why? My why is based on health. My grandmother had type 1 diabetes, and when she passed away, she had, I think, 16 medications when she finally succumbed to the disease. I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes 14 years ago, and for 6 years I took all the medications that I was prescribed, but they were making me sick. One example was you're supposed to take your sugar, is a term that we use, and it was right before dinner, probably like 6 or so. It was like a 300 was the level that I saw on the machine. And you have a choice to make when your sugar is that high and you're supposed to eat. Because if you eat, it's going to go up several hundred points and you're already feeling sweaty or not feeling well or having, some of the symptoms that come with diabetes. You're already feeling poorly. You need to eat, but you also know that if you eat, you're going to exacerbate your issue. I needed to find a better way to live because everybody that I knew that had diabetes was not thriving. They were either an amputee, they were on their way to dialysis, or they had a lot of medications. So when I discovered a plant-based diet, it actually saved my life because I've been diagnosed diabetic 14 years and medicine-free for 9. And I don't know many diabetics in my circle that have had diabetes that long and are not on the path to dialysis. Because the medicine that they give you really breaks down your body and things that your body is naturally able to do if, you eat right and you exercise and there's certain things that you omit from your diet, which I did. At the time when I was diagnosed as a diabetic, my children were 9 and 10. As a single parent, they are totally 100% dependent on me. And they were my why, because if I got sick and died from my disease, my children would have no one to care for them. So your why has to be more than just, I want to lose weight. It needs to be something that's so compelling that it's going to make you turn your head on those really hard days when you want something that you shouldn't have. You have to choose sometimes between the crunchy, salty, sweet, whatever that is that you loved. And maybe you might have to eat healthier for a little while and omit some things from your diet until your body starts to get used to eating healthier. Then you can branch out and have a sweet there, here or there. But there's a level of intentionality and discipline that comes when you're making a change, and your why really needs to be like super important to keep you on that path. So figure out what your why is, and your why might be strong enough to make you totally consider whether or not a plant-based diet and a vegan lifestyle might be good for you. The second most obvious reason out here is the shortages of meat and dairy. There are lots of options available in regards to vegetables, legumes, herbs, rices, etc., that are available and add a lot of culinary variety, surprisingly, in a plant-based diet. And even when it comes to dairy, which is one of the things that's the hardest to give up, cheese, sour cream, milk, we've come such a long way in plant-based products that are made with things like coconut milk and pea protein, not soy, because sometimes soy can have its own adverse effects if you eat it or drink it too often. But there's so many options available now, so you don't have to feel as if you're making a sacrifice. But there is a, real and present shortage in meat and dairy, and food is really central to, how we feel about our well-being and being able to eat things that are delicious and comforting and cheesy and saucy and whatever it is that you need it to be in order for you to be comforted by that. Sometimes you may have to substitute that ground beef in that chili for lentils and quinoa and walnuts. It sounds crazy, but there's definitely a way to cook them where they taste like ground beef. They have a similar texture, and it tastes so delicious that you won't really care that it doesn't have meat in it. The more that you do that and you experiment with the plant-based products that are available, you will see that it opens up a wide variety of opportunities for you. Plus, you have the 100% added benefit of the nutritional value of a plant-based diet. And building our immune systems is one of the things that we should be doing in general. But as part of COVID-19, keeping ourselves healthy, keeping our defenses up from the inside out would only benefit us more. And the more plants that we eat, the more our bodies will be fortified to help us defend against any kind of bug, virus, or ailment. So thinking about the shortages of meat and dairy and how choosing alternatives, that's also a good opportunity to think about whether or not eating plant-based is good for you at this time. Also, have you noticed that the sky is bluer? The bird song is back. It's actually more frequent and stronger. And at least I have heard the bird sing so loud in front of my window. It is awesome and definitely different. You can tell the difference. You can even smell it in the air. The air is clearer. The entire earth is on pause. And the planet is benefiting from it. The health of the planet, and effects of things like factory farming, deforesting, and things like Monsanto and what they're doing with seeds and creating preservative-free seeds and things of that nature that we don't even really know about. And harming our environment. There's a community of vegans that are vegan for the environment. Although, they are getting the benefit of eating plant-based, but their entire focus or their passion is one of environmental safety. So if the environment and keeping or reducing harm to the planet is something that is important to you, then there's a community of vegans that share that passion, and that might be a community that you could participate in that might give you an opening into another opportunity to eat plant-based and think about living a plant-based lifestyle. It seems as if we're going back to basics in a way. Many of the habits that we've been asked to form now are things that habits that I have and maybe members of my generation have or were taught by our elders, like take your shoes off before you get in the house. Take your street clothes off before you get in the house and put on your play clothes. Keep your hands out of your face. Wash your hands. Here, eat this piece of ginger if you start to get a cold or your nose was running. Or here, take this, tablespoon of cod liver oil. Or it's 6 o'clock and everybody knows that you're in the house before the street lights come on and we're all having dinner at the same time. Plus, you're cooking every day, all the time. Everyone, I don't even remember when I was a kid when there was a eating out kind of thing. We always cooked. So there's a love of community, a love of each other, a love of people, of slowing down, of what's important, of basics that's happening to us right now. And that will probably be with us for a while, that those things are back around again, and just the basics of cleanliness and community and some of the things that we've strayed away from, they're coming back. And they are, and we are all the better for them, in the long run. So there is a community here, of people who believe that we can live our best lives, but animals don't need to be harmed to do that. We can live our best lives, but the planet doesn't need to be harmed to do that. We can live our best lives and we will be healthier as a result of that. So those are some considerations that I offer to you to think about as we're moving through this phase, this journey, trying to figure out where our next steps are and what we want our world and what we want our lives to be like. This is an opportunity for us to evaluate. And if you've been missing fruits, vegetables, and herbs from your diet, now might be the perfect time to get reacquainted. So, happy Mother's Day again to all who love and nurture. And until next time, be well.